works over there at Casarina. So, yeah, as I say, he'll remain in work and we'll just pick our way through and hopefully can win another Group 1 before the end of the season.
Now, it's interesting you mentioned that track at Maldon, the complex that Darren Weir's put together. You've got, like, a heavy sand track there. Lindsay Smith, as you mentioned, in Western Australia uses it. A lot of the harness blokes over there use it. What do you find's the best benefit of that?
Oh, it's a good way to get good, solid work into an unsound horse without hammering them on firm ground and not at speed. You do your slow work in it, and even just by letting them roll off in the bridle, it's still really good work for them. And, you know, Voodoo, he's had knee surgery. He's had a couple of issues in the past. So it's really helped him the 3 weeks he's had over there. And we've had great benefit with horses working in the deep sand.
All right. Now, how's your horse going? Are you training Trap for Fools? You're all set to go around the Kingston Town Classic?
Yeah, everything's good. I'm actually in transit now, heading back there to be in Perth tomorrow morning. He'll gallop on the course proper with Iconoclasm and Juniper, and we'll get a bit of a guide where we're at then, but at this stage, everything's good. He's settled in well. He's just been going to the beach, and on alternative days, he's been working in the heavy sand as well. So, he's great, but there was a couple of emerging stars in Perth last weekend of Bob Peters, which really make the race interesting now.
Have you galloped him much since he won the McKinnon?
No, he had one tick over Gallop at Lark Hill last Tuesday morning. I was there for that, and he stretched out nicely, but he'll have his final and most serious piece of work tomorrow morning.
All right, well, good luck with him. Sounds like all's going well, and the stable's in form as well. So Juniper and Iconoclasm, are they going around next Saturday too?
Yeah, Iconoclasm will take his spot in the Kingston Town. It's probably not suited at weight for age at this stage of his career, but it's a nice option for him getting out to the 1800. And obviously, Junipal, it's actually done him well, been over there for two training in the deep sand, and he'll run in a restricted 3-year-old race over 1400.
All right, terrific. Good luck, and let's hope Trap for Fields can reproduce that McKinnon form for you, Jared.
No worries at all. Thanks very much.
Thanks a lot, Jared. Jared McLean, and he's the foreman for Darren Weir, over there on his own right as trainer for Trap for Fools. 10:05, Sky Sports Radio. Let's update the latest news and service now, news and sport now, with Leanne West.
Good morning, Leanne West with Sky Sports Radio News. Police investigating a 20-year-old murder have started digging beneath a house at Katoomba. The home belonged to a 19-year-old woman who went missing in 1998. A 7-year-old girl is in intensive care after a near drowning on Sydney's northern beaches yesterday. Her 5-year-old cousin was also pulled from the water at Narrabeen Lagoon. A 33-year-old man drowned on the Colo River northwest of Sydney. Queensland's bushfire crisis is now into its second week, with firefighters most concerned about blazes on North Stradbroke Island near Brisbane and on the state's central coast. A physiotherapist will appear in a Sydney court today after police allegedly found a hidden camera at his clinic at Greenfield Park. And a new poll has found that 60% of voters are opposed to a new stadium at Sydney's Moore Park. To sport now, and new Brisbane coach Anthony Seibold has arrived at Broncos headquarters to address the players. Meantime, South Sydney players are training this morning without their new coach, Wayne Bennett. There's no definite starting date for him at Redfern. Reports this morning that Royal Randwick will host two of the world's richest races next October. There's plans to build on the success of the Tab Everest by adding another major spring race with more prize money than the Melbourne Cup. Cameron Smith has joined the likes of Greg Norman and Kel Nagle as a back-to-back winner of the Australian PGA title, the young Queenslander scoring a two-shot win over Mark Leishman at Royal Pines. In Premier League games this morning, a fluky goal in injury time has given Liverpool a 1-0 win over Everton, Arsenal with a 4-2 come-from-behind win over Tottenham, while Chelsea beat Fulham 2-0. And in the Scottish League Cup final, Celtic has beaten Aberdeen 1-0. Sydney weather, a sunny summer's day with tops of 30 on the coast and 31 in the west. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
sports fans, as we approach the end of 2018, let's put the year's sporting disappointments behind us. Not every team can win. It's the moments that matter. We all love a great sporting erection.
I think you'll find that's resurrection, Andrew.
Whatever your sporting fix, there's no better way to plan around sport than Sportsia, the gurus of planning for as long as Laurie Daly has lived outside of Judy. Order the 2019 Sportsia Diary at sportsia.com.au. That's sportsia.com.au. Sportsia, plan it right.
The only place to catch the very best equine superstars from around the globe, first time, every time, is right here. Live and exclusive across the Sky Racing Network.
Now, 8 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio, and Helen Sinclair joining me now to take a look at Taree today. Morning, Helen.
Very good morning.
Now, what's the weather and track like there?
The weather's beautiful today. We had a very hot one yesterday, which dried the track out to be a good 3 today. And now it's a very lovely cool breeze and probably about 20 degrees, so it's a perfect day for racing.
And the rail today?
The rail's out 3 for the entire circuit.
All right, so 3 metres for the entire circuit, a good 3. And after a warm day yesterday, beautiful cool breeze today.
Yes, and the weather's fine. There's going to be a fine day all day, Sean, and it's a beautiful day for racing.
All right, terrific. Well, enjoy the day there.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Helen. Helen Sinclair from Taree. Now, Priscilla Luke is going to find the winners for us. Morning, Priscilla.
Good morning, Sean. Yeah, pleased to see the temperature a little bit cooler than what we had yesterday. I'm sure the track will race well, and there's been a few well-back runners throughout the card.
Right. Now, the first maiden, Cole Skelding's Entires, 1 Flu Shot, is 14. 2 Bullseye Score, 240. 3 Destiny's Choice, $1.75. Military Bay, 12. 5, There You Go, Bay, 16. 6, Frosty Yolo, 51. 7, Osbed Trump, 51. Number 8, Bicromac, 51. And 9, Caldero, 51. $1.75 for 3, Destiny's Choice.
He looks awfully short, but he looks hard to beat. 3, 2, 5, and 8. And with the 3 on top in Destiny's Choice, he's had a 13 starts with 6 placings. And he finished second at Musterbrook last time out. That was over the 900 metres. He settled up on the speed. He certainly wasn't disgraced by any means. I think they've taken the tongue tie off him today. I just think from the good gate over the 1,000 metres with the rail out, he should be right up on the bunny. And although he's had a couple of chances, he's obviously racing very well this preparation with 3 runs under the belt. 2 in at Bullseye Score. I think he's the interesting runner of the field. He had 1 run back. That was at Gosford. It was over the 1,100 metres. And although he was beaten 7 lengths, there's been a fair bit of form come through that race. The winner has gone on to Winning Town. CJ Graham takes the claim. He's had a change of stage. He's having the first run for Nathaniel Scott here today. But I just think that provincial form is strong enough to put him in good stead. Just a little bit of an awkward gate to overcome. That's probably the only query. The 5 in, There You Go, Bo. He's had the 4 career starts. He worked forward to lead off a wide gate first up at Port Macquarie. I thought he boxed on well. He was only beaten in 2.4 lengths. And dropped him back to the 1,000 metres. He will appreciate dropping 3 kilos in the weights. And from the inside draw, if he doesn't lead, he shouldn't be far from them. And the 8 in by Cromath, the best of the rest. He is in the Neil Godbolt stable. He was only he's beaten 6 lengths at Port Macquarie. He was on an 8-week freshen up, so I just feel there's probably a little bit of fitness improvement to come with him. 3, 2, 5, and 8 for me in race 1.
All right, race 2, 1 Magnolia Power, $1.55, 2 Gold Rhapsody, 81, 3 Miss Piper Rose, 51, 4 On Time, 440, 5 Wow Wow Kapow, 10, number 6 Got the Giggles, 15, 7 Danger Woman, 14, 8 Out, 9 Katie's in Charge, 26, 10 Poppy Field, 26. 11 out, 12 up to it is 13 and 13-0, Jester, 151. Favourite short, 1 Magnolia Power, $1.55.
Yeah, they just keep backing her. She's very short now. 1, 4, 12 and 5. And with a top weight on top in Magnolia Power, she just looks very hard to beat. Her run at Hawkesbury first up was terrific over the 1,000 metres. She had no luck. She worked up 3 wide. She was only beaten the 1.9 length. And they took it to Port Macquarie and she was a late scratching at the gate. So not sure if she played up or if she didn't load, but they sent her back to the trials and she was never let off the bridle in that Newcastle heat. There's been a winner come through that that trial already, and it was obviously just to give her a pass mark at the gate. So she needs to do everything right today. She needs to load up. She needs to behave herself. But I think if she jumps away, she just looks the class runner of the field. The four in on time, I was taken with her trial. She's only had the one. That was at Scone over the 900 metres. She was another filly that had a soft time. She settled up on the speed. She looked like she had plenty to give. Rod Northam and Robert Thompson, just a leafy combination, but she will need every chance from that little bit of an awkward gate with her being on debut. P12 in up to it. She's racing very consistent, although she's had 15 starts and been placed three times. She wasn't far away at Newcastle last start. I do feel this is definitely an easier assignment. She'll only get half a kilo over the limit. And the five in Wow Wow Cow Pose. She's had a number of trials. She's first up today, which is on debut from the Stephen Farley Yard. And she's doing the inside gate, no trial being this preparation, but she's had a fair few educational ones last time in. She looks hard to beat, although she's very short. 1, 4, 12, and 5.
One Heaven to Murgatroyd, 51. 2 Pinnacle Power is $5. 3 Prince Silence, 26. 4's out. 5 Divine Missile, 7. 6 Agonaki, $3. Number 7 Mon Cheri, 26. 8 Sharpest, 15. 9 Snugglebug, 101. 10 Go Lassie Go, 650. 11 Little Funny Bunny, 101. 12 Wild Sheila, 370. 13 Harry and the Duke, 61. 14, 15, 16 out. Now the favourite here at $3, 6 Agonaki.
10, 12, and 5. I'm winning on top, Saganaki. He showed a lot of promise last preparation. He was just doing a few things wrong. He finished second at Tari over the 1250 behind Taken on Chance, who's a smart filly, and he was slow to begin out of the gates that day. He probably should have won, but he just put himself out of contention early in the race. And then he went to Port Macquarie over the 1500, and I think he just had enough last time in. So he's had the benefit of the one run back. That was at Scone over the 1300. It was just miles too short. He got back, but he was taking ground off them late in the piece. The winner was too good, but take the winner out. He wasn't beaten that far. He's been placed second up in the past. He gets up in distance today to the mile second up. But I just think perhaps a more mature horse is preparation. And Robert Thompson did ride him last time in, so he has had a sit on him. He's been knocking at the door, the two placings from 4 stars. I just feel he's a horse with so much upside. Likewise with the 10 in Go Lassie Go, I mean, thought she's on face value a little bit disappointing at Corindai on debut over the 1200, but perhaps they were just a bit split for her there. She was beaten 6.5 lengths. They stepped her up to the 1450 on the Corindai track last start, and she just had no luck off a bad gate. She worked up 3 and 4 wide the entire. I thought she looked the winner halfway down the straight and just peaked. I thought she'd done a good job to stick on and be only beaten the 1.4 length. So she gets a good gate today. A senior rider goes aboard, and I think she's definitely screaming out for the mole. Just probably where she gets, if she can hold a position, I'd be fairly confident. The 12 in Wild Sheila, she's another one from the Chris Lees yard that's lightly raced. She's done a few things wrong at Tamworth first up. She was held up. She wanted to lay in. Only beaten the 1.4 lengths over the 1,200. And she went to the 1,500. The leader just got away with murder in front. And she's still green. She still wants to lay in. She's not quite sure what it's all about. But I just think that she's just a filly that will improve every time she steps out. Probably better for the run over the 1,500 today. And the 5 in Divine Missile. I thought run very well at Canberra over the mile last start. Tried hard to be beaten the 1.4 length. Hit enough now and drawn the inside. I'm sure we'll get a nice run. 6, 10, 12 and 5 for Mean Race 3.
Okay, we go to the next event, Race 4. Now, 1 Casherton is $6.50. 2 is out. 3 Magic Name, 360. 4 Moken is 23. Number 5, Seize Them All, 41. 6, Super Bonus, 81. 7, Aristocratic, 41. Number 8, Carly Dreaming, 850. 9, Front View, 240. 10 out. 11, Bedevere, $8. And number 12, Gannett Peak, 12. 240 favourite, 9, Front View.
Yeah, I found this a very tricky race. It's got so many different form lines to line up. And Over the 2,000 metres, they are always tricky. Just was looking for a little bit of value, and I think she was about $20 early on. She's now into $8.50. The 18 Kawu Dreaming. I know a strike rate obviously isn't the best. One win in 18 starts, but I feel she's flying without a lot of luck. She went to the 2,200 at Grafton two starts ago. She finished second behind As a Rose, who certainly looks a promising type, and she was only beaten the 1.3 length on that occasion. She then finished third at Grafton over the 1,700 in Class 2 company last start, and I thought she was unlucky. She didn't get a lot of room over the concluding stages. I think had she have got clear running, she would have made it interesting. Now, Mashani Astana won the race, has since gone on to win at Quirindi, and the second horse in Tantat Nova franked that form by winning yesterday at Grafton. So I just feel she's got the form on the board. She gets a claim for Leah Kilner once again. She's had a couple of sits on her now, tongue-tie on for the first time. I want to see her get too far back with the rail out 3 metres over the distance, but she's got the residual fitness on her side, and we know she'll run the trip out strongly. The 11 in Bedivere, he's the interesting runner of the field. He's only had the two career starts. He went to Musselbrook on debut over the 1280. He was beaten about 3.4 lengths. And then his run at Newcastle last start, I thought, was solid enough. He only got going late in the piece, so he looks a horse that's screaming out for the distance. Blinkers go on in today for the first time at start number 3, so I wouldn't be surprised, and he's got a knack of doing it with these horses, Chris Lee, stepping him up in trip, and they generally get a win on the board fairly quickly. The 9, the favourite in Front View, I've got no knocks on him whatsoever. He finished third at Newcastle 2 runs ago over the 1850, went to Hawkesbury over the 2100 last start. He got a long way out of his ground, and he was only beaten half a length. Love the run. I just query on, you know, where he's going to settle from the gate. And I think Ben Looker has picked up the ride. Josh Adams not riding today. And the top weight, he's the interesting runner. He went first up 1450 at Musselbrook, just condition gave out there. So he should strip a lot fitter, but has the big weight to carry here. 8, 11, 9 and 1 for me in race 4.
Okay, the fifth event, one out now, 2 Dashing Savannah, $6, 3 Fagewedge, 11, 4 Giddy Up, 10, 5 Witty Woman, 15, 6 out, 7 Port Gold, $5, 8 out, 9 Shoal River, it's 51, number 10 Ruby Two Shoes, 12, 11 Munro, 26, 12 Piccolo Miss, $4, 13 out, 14 Mayfair Lady, 6, 15 Falsified, 18 rather, and 16 Mostia Lucy at 12, 4 even for 12 Piccolo Miss.
Not the easiest race, that's for sure. I ummed and ahed and I swapped and changed on a number of occasions, and I've come up with 7 here in Port Gold, 7, 12, 3 and 14. Just think this mare's racing so well. I mean, she was a winner last start at Taree. I know that was Melbourne Cup Day and it was in non-tab company, but that was over the 1400. I just feel she's probably better coming back in trip. 3 of her 5 wins have been on the Taree circuit. Wendy Peel will take a little bit of weight off today, which will certainly help her chances. And she's a mare that's been very versatile. I mean, she got back a long way over the 1,500 at Tuncurry 4 starts ago, and she's led in the past. So she can settle down anywhere, and maybe that win last start will just give her that little bit of confidence to go on with the job. I mean, she is a 5-time winner, and a couple of these have only won, you know, 1 and 2 races. So I think she's well-placed with the claim on the home track. The 12 in Piccolo Miss. Now, it's been a long time since this mare has passed the post first, and the strike rate's not the best, 4 wins in 50, but she's just been racing well. She hasn't had a lot of luck at her last couple of starts. She finished third at Grafton over the 1,200 2 runs ago behind Chloride. He's since come out to win. And then at Kempsey over the 1,250, just got into a little bit of traffic approaching the corner, but I thought she worked to the line well. She creeps up the 2 kilos, and I guess the query is the 1,250 with her, because all of her wins have been at the 1,000. But maybe now she's getting on with age. She's looking for that little bit of extra distance, and she's a very fit mare. She's a mare that seems to be holding her condition quite well. 3, I've got in for 3rd in Fudge Wedge. Didn't quite run a strong 1,400 at Grafton last start, but was checked at about 150 metres out and just didn't get clear running. So the margin was 4.9 lengths, but I feel she should have finished closer in the run home had she got a little bit of luck early in the straight. She's another one that's been honest without winning, but coming back in trip will definitely suit her. And the 14 in Mayfair Lady from the Barry Radcliffe stable finished fourth at Grafton two starts to go, and then went to Port Macquarie to finish third behind Total Power last start. She was up on the speed. I think she'll be ridden in a similar manner once again. So chipping away quite well. But I'm pretty keen on the seven here in Port Gold. 7, 12, 3 and 14 for me in race 5.
On to race 6 now. 1 Tiger's Image 480. Number 2 is The Optimist. Is 360. 3's out. 4 Charlie's Law 7. 5 Flick Pass 6. 6 Toast, $7. 7 1 More is 26. 8 First Time Lucky, $9.50. 9, 10, 11 out. 12 Syrah, 14. 13 Uncanny Effort, 15. 14 Grenache, 19. 15 Clever Gent, 81. 16 Star Beetle, late scratching. 360 favourite. Number 2 is The Optimist.
I am pleased to see this is a race for the rising stars, all the young apprentices coming through. And I'm pleased to see that the boys have got a couple on the tally here today, because we had a rising stars theory at Port 2 weeks ago, and it was a field of female jockeys. So the boys have put their hands up. They've got a couple of rides here. Well, there's two males in the field, so we'll see which gets the upper hand here. But I'm 2, 1, 5, and 12. I'm with The Optimist. I've actually made him one of the best bets on the card. I just feel he's flying this preparation. He's won the 2 from 3, won at Nowra over the 1400. He then went to Moree to win in Class 2 Company over the 1300. He was a winner by 2.5 lengths. And he just come back to the 1200 last time out at Grafton. He worked up wide from the 600 metres home behind Camillo, and he was only beaten 1.2 lengths. I like that Leah has been on him, Leah Kilner, his last couple of runs, so she's got a feel for him. He's a winner on the track, and he's drawn to get a nice run. So I don't want to see him get as far back as he did last time out, but he should have freshened up quite nicely for today's effort. Top weight in Tiger's Image, got absolutely no knock on him. I just don't know where he gets from the gate. He was a winner at Taree 2 runs ago. He then went to the Tab Highway at Rose Hill over the 1100, and they were just a bit split for him there. He got back from the gate. He covered a little bit of ground. He does creep up the 3 kilos, but he gets his home track. Better put the earmuffs on him for the pre-race today, so he must have got himself a little worked up at Rose Hill last start, because he's been okay in his earlier runs, his preparation. He's a horse that generally parades on the pony, so probably a yard watch with him. The 5 in Flick Pass, he found himself back in the winner's circle last start at Port Macquarie. He was up on speed, he dug deep. Horse that looked in a bit of trouble halfway down the straight, but he's just so honest. He probably needs a soft run to run the 1250 out, but from the gate, he's likely to roll forward with the claim, so he's definitely holding that residual fitness. And the 12 in Syrah, always had a query on this horse at 1450, but thought he ran well at Kempsey last start. He was only beaten the 1.9 length. Backing distance will certainly suit, and he gets down to 53.5 kilos after the claim of CJ Graham. So he's racing consistent without winning. 2, 1, 5 and 12 for me in race 6.
Race 7, 1 Golden Comet, 250, 2 Southern Flight, 15, 3 Velbeta, 950, 4 out, 5 Mr. McElroy is 18, 6 out, 7 2 Easy Bros, 750, Number 8, Silver Melody, 260. 9, Spinning Quarters, 41. 10, Lobin Hood, 19. 11, Respetta, 12. Favourite, 250, 1 Golden Comet.
An interesting race here, and there's a fair bit of early tempo. 8, 1, 2, and 7. I've come up with the 8 here in Silver Melody. She was actually scratched, I think, from the Port Macquarie meeting last week, and I was pretty keen on her there. But she's had one run back. It was at Newcastle over the 900 metres. She led them up. I thought she looked home, and maybe she just got a little bit tired late in the piece, beating the 1.5 length. So I just think that with that run under the belt, she'll take improvement. I just love where she's drawn the rails. If she doesn't lead, she'll be in the box seat and left for one last crack at them. Top weighting Golden Comet. I mean, how do you knock him? He's a horse. He's carried weight. He works off bad gate. He's chasing 3 wins on the trot. Just up to 3 kilos, but he absolutely bolted in last start. The margin was 3.5 lengths. He's a go-forward type of horse, but Jeff Teo just gets along with him so well, and he's been aboard him in all 7 career starts. So they're hoping to keep that combination going today. The 2 in at Southern Flight, a mare that can certainly gallop. She's won the 4 from 12, and she's been off the scene for 12 months. She She went to Doomben first up on a Saturday in a 0-70 rating. She had no trial under the belt. She was up on speed and beaten about the 6.5 length, but she's got a great second up record, placing the 3 from 3. And although she goes up 3.5 kilos, she's coming back a long way in grade. And the 7 in at Too Easy Bro, previously trained by Helen Page, and now in the Terry Evans yard, was a winner at the Gold Coast 2 runs ago over the 1,100 metres, and then only beaten about 1.8 lengths their last time out. So comes back to country grade, drawn a good gate, and racing very well in stronger company. 8, 1, 2, and 7 for me in the last.
All right, now, what's your best day today, Priscilla?
Well, I thought it was a little bit tricky because, as I mentioned, they're back to few on the card, and a couple of them have got into quite short now. But I've come up with race 6, number 2 in The Optimist in the heat of the rising stars. As I mentioned, Leah Kilner had been aboard him at his last couple of runs, and from the gate, he should get a nice run off a hot tempo. As far as the quarter goes, in a couple of these legs, I've had to go a little bit wider. In race 4, which is the first leg of the quaddy, I've gone with 4 selections, 8, 11, 9, and 1. In the second leg, 7, 12, and 3. In the third leg, 2, 1, and 5. And in the last leg, we'll finish it off with 8, 1, and 2.
All right, terrific. We'll have a good day and look forward to hearing your late mail throughout the day.
Thank you, Sean.
Thanks, Priscilla. And Priscilla Looker, checking out the meeting today at Taree. It's 29 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio.
Thursday mornings on Sky Sports Radio.
Looking forward to a chinwag today, as always.
Chinwag with Cozzy brings you in-depth chats with racing stars past and present.
Delighted to have a chat with you.
Hear what makes our racing personalities tick. Thursday mornings from 10:30 on Sky Sports Radio.
Witness the endurance, lap up every second. Witness the perseverance, lap up every moment. Witness the stamina, lap up every victory. 2 nations, 9 heats, 60 competitors, 100,000 hearts racing, and only one winner. Lap it up at the 2018 TAB Inter-Dominion, when harness racing's greatest prize comes to Melbourne. In Victoria for the first time in 10 years, December 1 to 15. Tickets at id18.com.au.
So, Santa, the good news is people in Australia will be thrilled with their presents this year.
Very great.
Yeah, the bad news is they won't be your presents.
What?
Yeah, they're all buying digital radios for each other.
The ones with the amazing sound quality and up to 30 extra stations?
Yeah.
But how? That's such a good present.
Well, with up to $100 cash back on the Pure range, they can buy a digital radio for around $99.
We can't even make them for that.
I know. At selected Bingley and all Meyer stores until December 31st.
It's right on 10:30, Sky Sports Radio. Let's update the latest news in sport now with Leanne West.
Thanks, Cozzy. New Brisbane NRL coach Anthony Seibold has arrived at Broncos headquarters this morning to address the players. He's expected to run his first training session this afternoon. Meantime, South Sydney players are training this morning without their new coach, Wayne Bennett, who was sacked by the Broncos yesterday. 7 people have been arrested during the Premier League's North London derby between Arsenal and Tottenham, including one spectator who threw a banana skin onto the pitch. Arsenal won the match 4-2. In other Premier League results, Liverpool 1-0 over Everton, Chelsea 2-0 over Fulham. In the A-League last night, Melbourne City beat the Newcastle Jets 3-0. The Australian cricket team heads the nets at Adelaide Oval today ahead of Thursday's first test against India. Queensland golfer Cameron Smith is celebrating back-to-back Australian PGA titles, and reports this morning there'll be 2 mega-rich races at Royal Randwick in the spring, the Everest, and a new event worth $8 million. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports.